This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 466 for Thursday, July 8th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures continue on the upswing on Thursday due to rising nervousness over this year's prairie crop. The November contract jumps $23.10 at $814 per ton. The January contract rises $20 at $806.30 per ton. There are reports that some canola blooms on the prairies are already shutting down due to extreme heat, which means fewer pods and less production. Speculation is putting the coming harvest at well below the projected 20 million tons, with estimates between 16 million to 18 million tons. The prairie weather forecast is calling for rising temperatures and little rain, putting more pressure on the region's struggling crops. In comparable oils, there are declines in the Chicago soy complex, but increases in European rapeseed. Malaysian palm oil is down slightly. With declining global crude oil prices, the Canadian dollar is well below the 80-cent mark. The loonie is at 79.84 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 80.16. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of more than 122,000 tons of soy meal to Mexico. Delivery is to be during the coming marketing year. The USDA is postponing its weekly export sales report to Friday due to the Independence Day long weekend. Also, the department will issue its July supply and demand estimates on Monday. Expectations are for lower corn, soybean, and wheat numbers. In Brazil, CONAB issued its monthly supply and demand estimates, pegging this year's soybean crop at 135.9 million tons. That's 8.7% more than in 2019-20. For corn, CONAB cut its estimate by 3.1% from last month at 93.4 million tons due to drought and frost. Last year, Brazil produced nearly 102.6 million tons of corn. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday. The November contract loses 8 cents at $13.19.5 per bushel. August soy oil drops nearly 6-tenths of a cent at 60.48 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is down $1.90 at $3.56.80 per short ton. Corn futures are also lower on Thursday. The September contract pulls back 6 cents at $5.37 per bushel. Chicago oats push higher, with a September contract up 6 cents at $3.80. Wheat futures are mixed on Thursday. Chicago September is down 4 cents at $6.18. Kansas City September rises 3.5 cents at $5.88. And with a final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September falls a nickel at $8.03. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, July 8th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.